Welcome to the Craig and Greg Show, presented by Maximize Leadership. Now, here are Craig Owens and Greg Harris.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of the Craig and Greg Show. I'm Craig. This is Greg. We like to do a kind of periodic series throughout our episodes looking at leadership builders and killers. And really, a lot of these things kind of sit right on a razor's edge because you could easily tip one side from the builder to the killer really quickly. And I've been really I can't wait to get to this topic.
You look a little antsy to me.
Can we just move on?
Just tell him what it is. I'm going to be patient with you, but I'm done.
Well, I'm totally impatient about this. That's just a little I am at the beginning of that word. I am
impatient,
patient. it really makes a huge difference because you can tell when somebody crosses the line. You can see it. They're talking to you. And then all of a sudden you see the eye roll.
Yeah.
You know, in the middle of your...
Exasperated.
And they just went from patiently describing something to you and then the eye roll and... Okay, my patience is all used up. Yeah. But when we're leading organizations, when we're dealing with people, you have to have patience in abundance.
Is there a department in an organization called that? Abundance?
There should patience? Be. Yes, yeah, it should. Kidding. I need to go down. I'm going to send you down to that department. You're going to have to spend a couple of weeks there. Bulk up on your patience.
Because my patience is done and you need...
Right. You need more.
I think, you know, patience sounds like you're not in control.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to see what happens. That's I want to define that with you. Like, that's not really true. Like, it's not like you're giving up or you're just taking a back seat to see, well, if it happens, it happens, laissez-faire.
Right.
What I think it really comes down to from a patience is wisdom.
Sure.
Like, you know, there are a lot of, you know, personality and psychology things, DISC, driver, you know, just immediate answers. Well, sometimes I have made an impatient decision that cost me or my team or my organization or maybe a customer.
Sure.
And yet those are the best lessons. I just don't wish to repeat them too much. But patience, do you feel you can develop that?
I think so. Yeah.
And how think so have you done it?
Well, I think it's that literally trying to lengthen the fuse a little bit, you know, like, so how can I go a little bit longer next time? But you have to be willing to say, like you just said, all right, I was impatient in making the decision and that cost me. Well, that you only know that because you stopped to reflect.
True.
And you took ownership for it.
Right.
What most people do is they will make an impatient decision and then they'll look for who can they blame for, you know, why this thing went bad. Seldom will they look in the mirror or point the finger at themselves. But I think even that the fact that you said, oh, I made an impatient decision there, that already I think has lengthened it, the fuse just a little bit more.
I like that analogy.
You know, and then you just, you know, keep coming back, keep coming back. And and I've learned over time too, when you're having a conversation with somebody, you want to step in on the conversation. And if you just kind of go, you know, and take a breath, your brain has a opportunity to kind of really click through some options real quick to say, no, don't say anything yet. Let them keep going a little bit more. You know, have patience.
I like the word in business process or processing, or we have a process to get you there from here, et cetera. Patience really allows the process to play out.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Different than forcing it, which some of us are, you know, quick starts and we like to get a lot done. And, you know, so what is that right there? You need me to sign anything?
Hold on.
he worked on this for 7 hours. Right. Let him or her, well, she's kind of nervous about this meeting with you. And so don't dismiss it.
Right.
So I think patience allows other people to feel like they're heard, maybe, but certainly allows you to go through options, maybe a statement that's not quite ready to be shared, or they're not ready to hear it. You know, that's another piece we've learned as leaders.
Oh, sure.
You know, like, it doesn't matter.
Well, I have to come back to that one later.
Yeah, we'll revisit it because clearly you've plugged your ears, you know. But I do think it's a challenge. Self-aware is maybe a podcast we've done before, we should, but just being self-aware is so healthy on patience and patience. I've said this before. You've asked me numerous times on just sports stories and, you know, like trying to make something happen. I think of like, you know, the gunslinger Brett Favre from the Packers. He just would force a pass and impatient and, you know, threw an interception and the Packers, you know, defense had to go back out on the field and he gets to the sideline. And at that juncture, you're like, what would I do different? You know, and he was just a gunslinger, quick start, and he'd go back out and drive down the field and score a touchdown and win. Well, that's nice, but not everybody's Brett Favre.
Yep.
And so I think for me, I've learned the quick decisions have really proven poorly for me. What do you have any examples?
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, I can think of so many times in my life that
we only have 20 minutes.
Right. Where you say something. I think probably the biggest one for me has been in the just the one-on-one conversations you know, you jump in and the other person wasn't done talking yet, or I'm making a response to them when I probably should have asked a question to clarify something because I just impatiently wanted to move it ahead. And then you're like, oh, if I would have asked a question and they would have clarified it, maybe I didn't even need to say anything at all at that point. And so that's probably been my biggest one is just in my one-on-one conversations to say, okay, let me ask a follow-up question. Let me ask something. I'll tell you, one of the big ones for me has been this. So you've got some notes written down here. I've had some times where people have come into my office and they've had a note like this. They'd say, I've got some things I want to discuss with you. And they're going through their list. And then when I realize that they're going through a list, I'll stop and I'll go, will you allow me to do something here? You've got a list. Can I take some notes while you're talking? Yeah, why are you taking notes? Well, because you have really thought about this. You've spent a lot of time on this. I'd like to have some time to think about this before I respond. Would you allow me to do that? Since you've been thinking about it,
right.
It's really not fair to ask me to just right now in the moment respond. I'm asking the other person, could you have some patience to let me respond in a thoughtful way? And that allows, if there's heated emotions, that can allow for something to calm down. But you know what? We can go too far. I think patience can become, if you're not careful, can become procrastination. You know, because you don't want to come back and have this conversation that you think is going to be difficult. So you're like, well, let me just, you know, I'll pretend like I don't see them over there. And maybe at some point they'll just go away and I won't even have to. So we do have to be careful about the patience that goes too far and we're procrastinating on dealing with something we need to deal with.
It's interesting. It takes self-discipline to be patient. Your example, I was just kind of envisioning someone coming to you with a list. They've thought about it for 3 weeks. You've had 3 minutes.
Yep.
I just need to think about it. I mean, you can call it patience, but it's like, you've thought about this a lot.
Right.
I am just kind of being thrown into the thing. I don't know, you know. I wonder if people expect the leader to almost be all-knowing sometimes, the pressure. You know, like, so I'm coming to you, I've kind of thought about everything, I really don't know what to do. What would you do? Well, I'm going to ask more questions. You know, temptation is to make a decision and say, I would have done this if I were you. Well, we might know 17%.
Right.
But I like your word, either clarity or confirmation of things. Like, so is this something that has been going on in your department? That's the situation they brought to you. Well, I just feel it's going on. So if we brought in others, would they feel the same way, you know, versus you saying, well, let's have a meeting then.
Right.
You know, and there's a lot of time wasted when we're impatient because we have to clean up.
Yeah.
I've had that one before. You're like, okay, so where's that broom and the little pan that you see at, you know, at Disney World where they're cleaning up everything. I need that because my impatience just did that.
Well, we've got that cliche that says haste makes waste. Yeah. You know, when you are impatiently just doing something, a lot of times you waste resources, you waste time, you waste, you know, if you might have burned the bridge a little bit with somebody the way you responded impatiently, and now you got to rebuild the trust, rebuild whatever with them. Yeah. So, yeah, there's a lot of advantages to patience, but it's in short supply.
Well, and I've had to kind of take a hat off when we were prepping for this. Are there pressures that we have in our organizations or on us that moves us to impatience? Like, I have so much on my plate. Well, I'm just talking about the silverware right here. You know, sorry. I wonder if pressure could come from procrastination.
Right.
You know, we're trying to avoid something we don't like doing.
Sure.
What would you say about the pressure that might lead us to being impatient and just, you know, ready, shoot, aim kind of a thing?
Yeah. I wonder if, like you said earlier, that some people expect the leader to have all the answers. I wonder if some leaders might think, if I delay in my response, that maybe I'm losing a little bit of that with them. Maybe they won't think that I have the answers, and then maybe I'll start losing some of my leadership cachet as a result of that. And so maybe they feel like they need to respond quickly because of that.
Right.
I'm not sure, you know, and we've talked before about, you know, there's a definite, you can tell the difference between being busy and being too busy. You know, when everything is an impatient response, it's probably an indication that you're too busy. You've got way too much, you know, that you're trying to juggle, and that's not a good leader.
No.
You know, when you're saying, well, look at all of this that falls on my plate. Remember you had somebody that, and I'll just make up the number. So we
1,400.
Yeah, there's 100 people in the organization, and they ask, how many people report to you? 100 people.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Every person in the organization reports to you? Really?
Well, that particular person that I was in business with, he was very impatient because his expectation of what he thought leadership was, particularly his, was to have all the answers at the ready.
Yes. Yep.
We had to unwrap a huge majority of his snap decisions and say, let's put a little grease on that one. That's rusty. Right. No, that's a not bad idea. It's rusty.
Right.
But he just was heck-bent. You know, like, you come into me, my office, and we got 15 minutes. I'm going to give you my answer. Well, you did give an answer. You're right. But, you know, 74% were not right.
Right.
Or they were handled wrong. Or right. That's not what the person even wanted to come in to talk to you about. So we ended up kind of subverting people away from him.
Sure. Well, you have to.
Go talk to so-and-so. You know, they're level-headed. So I think that's where patience, almost like, if someone comes in amped up, I often asked, all right, so what do you want me to do here with you today? Get it out. Vent. I get it. Do you want to think about it tonight? Talk to me tomorrow? Yeah, maybe I should just sleep on it. I didn't say lose sleep, just sleep on it. Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay. And the next day, it was not a big a problem.
Right.
I mean, he kind of thought through, or she thought through, hey, maybe it'll work out. But sometimes they come right to you as leaders. I'm sure you've had that, where it's just a, you know, a highway speed coming. This person got a problem. Finish that. I'm going to write. Oh, another person got a problem. It's like, you know, we needed to move people away from him because his decision-making wasn't accurate for the person or the org. Because he just quick trigger.
Yeah.
And I think that's the caution that I've seen too many times, where someone wants to be, you know, Wizard of Oz,
yep,
pulling the strings.
Well, and almost like, you know, I mean, think about, like you said, Wizard of Oz, when somebody, they feel like they need to have like these pat replies, somebody comes in and you just go, okay, that's this one, done. Oh, that problem, done. Like, they already have it already set up in their computer or on their shelf. And then, you know, here's the answer to everything. And it doesn't work that way, because every person that comes into your room, they're a unique individual.
Right.
You've never had an individual like that in your room before. They're completely, totally different.
Wonderfully made, though.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And their situation, if it involves any other person, that's another unique person as well. So you need to listen. You have to have the patience. And I like the word that you said earlier about process. There is a process that we need to let go through this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes people, especially if you're the point leader.
Yeah.
Some people don't want to go through the process of like talking to their manager, their direct report. They just go, I'm just going to go right to the top. And you have to say, wait a minute, did you talk to your manager yet?
We do that at home. Have you talked to mom?
Yeah. Well, I asked mom and I didn't like the answer I got, so I'm coming to ask dad. Nope, we're going to do the process the right way.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, in kind of working our notes on our episode today, I thought about that, you know, former person I was in business with, and he was the person that said, I 100 people report to me, and I'm like, it's impossible. There's three divisions. We're not even in all one office. It's not, not all everybody reports to you. I don't want everybody reporting to me. He loved it.
Right.
And part of it was ego.
Oh,
well,
sure.
Then ego got in the way with bad advice and became impatient. And then we had to kind of pull things away from him because you're like, you can't blow up people. And that became kind of his reputation. And so then he kind of did this. He choked it even more because people weren't coming to him.
Oh.
You know, so it kind of, his leadership fed him. So he wasn't really servant. I think the part that I love about what patience can teach us, we talked about control. We really aren't in control of a lot. You know,
very little.
I mean, like, use an example. You know, you drove to meet at our podcast place, and what was gas prices? Do you control it?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Oh, I should have filled up 3 days
ago. Or traffic.
Yeah, 3 days ago.
Construction.
Exactly. We don't control a whole lot.
Yep.
And that almost depletes who God plays in our life.
Right.
Right, like, I want to control it. Well, isn't he ultimately? The other part that I thought about, trust and building your faith as a patient person, that was probably that guy was speaking of, his distrust for people. Like, are they really working hard? We should do a key punch to see if they're really working hard. Like, it was just his mantra. Like, he was a distrusting person, probably because he was not trustworthy, which is what I've learned later. But patience really plays into that trust. Like, if you're patient, you'll trust the process.
Yep.
You'll trust the Lord. You'll trust your spouse. You'll trust your partner. And I think that's a biggie to me, is how do we trust and build patience? Because impatient is maybe a lot of reasons, but one could be mistrust. Like, yeah, I don't trust your decision making, so I'll make it for you. Well, our job is to develop the leader. You know, not do his job or take over for her. You
right. Because like, what did you just do to that person? Totally cut their legs out from under them.
Right, yeah. And then they won't come back to your office with a real issue.
Right.
You know, we didn't listen. But I think the patience thing, I love the control question for me. Like, do I really need to be in control?
Well, you know, and if you think about it, isn't that really the only thing that I have control over is my own self?
Right.
You know, my own thoughts, my own self, self-control to not speak out right away, my own self-discipline to say, okay, I trained that person already. I'm gonna let them go. I'm gonna let them go through the process. I don't need to jump in here, you know, too quickly. It really comes down to us as leaders. The only thing we can control is ourself. And I think the impatient response is us trying to exert control over other people.
That would definitely be that other guy. Question for you. Chuck Swindoll had a quote, I might slaughter it. 80% life is 80% what happens to you and 20% how you respond, or it's 90-10, some number, and I don't know if that's exactly.
It might be the other way around, like 10% of what happens to you and 90% how you respond.
And so that gets back to our reaction or thoughtfulness. And for me, patience, I could get upset if someone needed to be defended in my organizations that I worked in.
Sure. Right.
Like, that was wrong. We're going to have a meeting about that. That should not happen. Other times your reaction could be, what were you thinking? You know, now we have to have a meeting, you know, and you're just impatient and it doesn't help them. So now they don't come to you with even the smallest issue because they don't want you to blow a gasket. But I think the patience, impatient thing is just so hard for people to, there's that Achilles heel of, you know, like it's good and then it could be used poorly.
Yeah.
Right. And so do you have an example of your, maybe growing up, you had a coach or a teacher where, you know, they were impatient, or maybe a leader you worked alongside, or.
Well, I'll tell you, I had one that actually the other way, is my sixth grade teacher. And it's, I was thinking about this the other day. I think in all of my elementary school, this is the only teacher whose name I can actually remember. Miss Pisani.
Say it again.
Pisani.
I love that name.
And
it's like a good sandwich.
She was, she's very strict in the classroom. Like she had, she maintained control of the classroom. But one of the things I remember about her is never feeling like when I would come back to her with, you know, she had just shown me something on math. You know, she had a period of time you could stay after school and she would help with, you know, stuff. She had just shown me something and then I'm trying to work on some problems. And I'm like, I come back up and I'm like, I still don't get this. I never, ever felt like she was like,
really? Come on.
I never sensed that with her at all. She, in fact, what she would do is she'd say something like this. She'd go, let me try this a different way. So she was always like, I'm putting that back on me.
I like that.
If Craig didn't get this,
right?
Let me put this back on me to come up with something else. And, you know, of course, in sixth grade, I didn't really appreciate that. But when I was in college.
In seventh grade, you did.
Well, actually, I'm in college. I came back to my sixth grade building. I didn't even know if she still taught there. She did. I went in and saw her after school. And I told her, I said, this is one of the things that I appreciate. You know, about what she did for me, because it helped me even like beating myself up, being impatient with myself. True. You know, I'm sitting there trying to learn something and then I'm just like, oh, I'm never going to get this. Well, hold on.
Yeah. Hold on.
Let me try it a different way.
Let me,
you know, and I'm being even impatient with myself, but I learned that from Miss Pisani.
Interesting. I like her answer. Let me try it another way so that you get it.
Right.
So versus.
What's your problem?
Do you want me to repeat what I just told you?
Right.
No, I'll just accept a D plus in the class.
Isn't it funny when you ask somebody something that they'll say the exact same thing, but say it louder or more impatiently, you know, like yeah. I heard what you said. I just didn't understand it. You yelling the same words at me is not helping me understand. If anything, it's just making me stress out a little bit more, get a little bit more angry at this whole situation.
I got a quiz for you. Person.
Oh no.
Patient from birth develops patience over time. What's the ratio? Quite a few people born with patience. Quite a few people born without patience. What would you say?
I don't know that anybody's born with patience. I mean, yeah. Babies are awfully quick to start crying and let you know if they need something.
There's a verse in Proverbs.
Oh, yeah. I love this one.
Go ahead, read it. Go ahead.
Proverbs 19:11, a person's wisdom yields patience.
I think that's my challenge. Yeah. Over time, so that's why it wasn't a setup question, but so someone who's 25 years old and has had 3 years in the work world, probably doesn't have a lot of wisdom yet. They've gained knowledge,
right,
and they're going to have more experiences.
Right.
What you'll end up yielding wisdom, which the byproduct is patience. I would have to admit, in front of you all, my first half of my career, I probably was trying too hard. You know, to prove myself, get the next promotion, get that new client, whatever it happened to be. Over time, I learned to be more patient to myself and the process, whether it was leading a team, serving a team, you know, new marketing plan, whatever it happened to be, HR issues. Over time, I gained wisdom, and I will parallel that. I also gained patience.
Yeah.
What do we say to someone who's 35 in charge of their organization? They're not 60 yet. What would we say to them? You know, like, okay, over time, just keep on building on your wisdom.
Yep.
What would we say?
Well, I think lifelong learning is the key, because as soon as you think that you don't have to learn anything else, it's funny that you said that about knowledge and wisdom, because I was actually, I'm on my computer here. I've got a place where I just jot down some notes in here. And I wrote this down the other day because I was just thinking about this, is that knowledge is knowing the right thing to do. Wisdom is really knowing the right way or the right time to do it.
Right.
And that speaks to patience.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of people that, and So you made a confession earlier. Now it's my turn to make a confession.
Oh, this feels good.
When I was a teenager and I started getting a lot more knowledge, I was really quick on giving my answer that I knew was right until I realized it wasn't right, you know. But then, like you said, I started learning as I got some wisdom to go with my knowledge, I started getting some patience. Took me a little bit longer to develop the patience part because, you know, I still wanted to jump the gun on things. But
yeah. To me, patience isn't really a celebrated trait of leadership.
No. It should be.
And that's what I think our challenge with our podcast and you, the audience, is to carry the torch for us.
Right.
Because your organization, the people around you, on your team, your associates, customers, vendors, whoever, when they see patience, they're probably going to, you know, if I go to her or him, they're just going to ask me, what do you think you should do? They're very patient. I might as well just solve it myself because I've got the experiences, you know.
You shared a quote. I'm going to have you share this one because it goes along with the idea of yielding. But you got a quote about patience being a fruit.
So we're in Michigan. It's an agricultural state. Other beautiful states in the country have agriculture too. But you can't hurry a fruit tree,
right?
So the quote is, patience is a fruit that grows over time and under trials. So I was driving back here today and I was thinking to myself, boy, that corn's getting, not even 4th of July, that's almost thigh high. That's above the kneecap already. Well, then I asked a farmer, I said, so why is the corn growing so good? Perfect conditions. Oh, what were those? Humidity, some storms. 90 degrees in Michigan, you know, starts pulling, the roots start saying thank you, and they start growing. It's kind of what we have to do with patience. Yeah. We have to let that sort of grow and get our roots, and then once the conditions are right, then we can share our patience, our wisdom. But yeah, I think
put those two together from Proverbs 19, a person's wisdom yields patience. Patience is a fruit that grows over time and under trials. I mean, those two mesh together so well.
That's a way to finish.
You know, that's what we got to do.
Yeah.
And you know what? One of the things that you may need is you may need somebody, maybe a little voice in your ear. You know how some people on TV or radio, they've got that little earpiece in there and somebody's whispering some things to them like, oh, ask this question, or hold on, we're going to transfer over here, we're going to slide here. That's what a coach can do for you too. It's like they can observe and say, oh, wait a minute, you were a little too quick right there. You didn't show enough patience with the process right there. That's what we love to do in our coaching. We've got a whole roster of coaches that can work with you. Go to maximizeleadership.com. Look at the coaching page. You can see some of our coaches on there, but especially down at the bottom, just fill out the form. Just say, this is what I'm struggling with. This is what I'd like to know about. Can somebody help me in this area? We'll read that and we'll get back to you. We'll get you matched up with a coach, or we'll tell you a resource that maybe you can turn to. We want to help resource you because this patience will really help you develop the wisdom that's going to grow your organization. So stay tuned here to this channel. We've got lots of great content, both in the full episodes and the short clips, but then Greg also has some resources as well with the Max Minute. If you go back to Maximize Leadership, you can find some of the books that both Greg and I have written and other resources there that are going to help you grow in your leadership. We really do want you to thrive as a leader, grow yourself, grow your organization, grow your team around you, because when you start getting better, everything around you is going to get better. We're going to even benefit from you growing your leadership. So let us be a resource to you. Stay tuned. More great content's coming your way soon.
Get in touch with Craig and Greg through Twitter at Maximize Podcast or at MaximizeLeadership.com. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes of The Craig and Greg Show.